This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
There's nothing quite like new clothes, is there? The UK certainly loves them. According to a report by the Environmental Audit Committee, the UK consumes 5 times more clothes today than it did in the 1980s. That's more than any other nation in Europe, and amounts to around 27.6 kilograms per person. This results in 235 million garments going to landfill, victims of fast fashion. Fast fashion is defined as an accelerated fashion business model involving increased numbers of new fashion collections every year, quick turnarounds, and lower prices, according to the EAC. Globalization means that attire is made in countries where labor is cheaper. This saving is passed on to consumers, who then consider the garb they own disposable, easily replaceable with something more on trend. And that creates problems. First, there's the environmental cost. Manufacturing any kind of textile costs resources. For example, synthetic fibers, which are made from plastic, have a larger carbon footprint than natural ones. Natural fibers, although more carbon efficient, still require more water to grow. And further resources are used as the cloth is dyed, made into clothing, and transported to retail for sale. Secondly, the fast fashion industry is under pressure to put the latest trending items on shelves fast, which can lead to workers being exploited and forced to labour in poor working conditions. In countries such as Bangladesh, Ethiopia, and the Philippines, workers are paid wages that are insufficient to live on. One worker in Ethiopia told the BBC that they had to deal with intolerable conditions, such as withheld overtime payments, verbal abuse, and unsanitary toilets. So what can be done in the UK to reduce clothes waste? The EAC has recommended 18 improvements to the UK government, from increasing tax on purchases to fund recycling centres, to introducing more sewing lessons in schools, encouraging a make-do-and-mend attitude when things become threadbare. What can we do? Shop Secondhand and Vintage, recommends Tolly Gregory, an ethical fashion blogger. Christabel Plummer, a London-based fashion blogger who spoke to the BBC, also recommends looking for quality and longevity. So keep an eye out for durable, resilient, hardy apparel that resists wear and tear.
Takeaway English
from the BBC.